Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. So that I may worship thee. So that I may worship thee. So that I may worship thee.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. And we thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, another day that we can worship you, another day that we can adore you, another day that we can honor and praise you, and we can lift up holy hands as we celebrate you in this brand new day that you have made. God, we thank you, oh God, for allowing us to make it thus far in this year. And as we quickly see the coming of the conclusion of 2017. Lord, we wait with great anticipation and with great expectation about what you have in store for us in 2018. But before we even get to 2018, Lord, we desire for you to help us to finish out 2017 strong, that as we take this day, this journey day by day, Lord, we ask that you would create in us a clean heart and purify us, Lord, that as we worship and as we adore you, God, our worship and our praise will come before you as a sweet-smelling savor. Lord, as we magnify and glorify your name, we don't want you to turn away from us, and we don't want you to close your nostrils to our praise and our worship, but we want them to come before you, our praise to come before you as a sweet-smelling savor, oh God, that you have a desire to come in and inhabit our praises. So, Lord, from the very crowns of our here to the soles of our feet, Lord. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood right now, that your blood will purify us, that your blood will wash us and make us whole, that your blood, oh God, will create in us a clean heart and purify us, oh God, so that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, it is thy desire, oh God, to come before your presence with singing this morning. It is our desire, oh God, to come before your presence with praise, Lord. It is our desire to have you to come in and inhabit our praises and come and fill our cups, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because we can't let another day go by without praising you, Lord. We can't let another opportunity to go by without magnifying you, Lord, because you mean the world to us, Lord. You mean more than anything else in this world, Lord, because there's no one that can compare to you. There's no one that can compete with you. Lord, there's no one that deserves my praise more than you. There's no one that deserves my worship more than you. There is absolutely no one else, Lord, that is worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory and worthy of the honor. And so with great anticipation, I look forward to this day that you have made for me, a day that we have set aside for your glory. This Sunday, our day of rest, the believer's Sabbath, not the believer's, but our Sabbath day, the day that we have set aside, Lord, to consecrate ourselves and set ourselves aside for your glory. Now, Father, I pray that you honor our commitments today, that wherever we endeavor to go, that you would get the glory out of each and every single one of our lives. That as we enter into your gates of thanksgiving, God, fill our hearts with joy and fill our hearts with gladness as we magnify you, the God of our salvation. Lord, it's important for us today to offer unto you the sacrifice that you are worthy of, because many of us, Lord, across this nation and across this globe will be celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And many of those same people, Lord, as we celebrate it, Lord, don't necessarily know the reason for the season. But for those that do know the importance of Christmas Day, Lord, help us to celebrate you today and help us to celebrate you tomorrow, to offer unto you praise and gratitude for all that you have done. Your sacrifice was simply amazing. Your love for us is simply amazing, because you were willing to give us your best so that we might have the best. And the best that we could ever obtain and the best that we could ever achieve is you, having a relationship with you. And the only reason and the only way that we can have a relationship with you is by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord. And if you had not sent him to die on the cross for our sins, we would not be able to have the intimate relationship that we have today, because there used to be a veil that caused a separation between us and you, God, because only the priest can go into that area of the holies of holies. But, Lord, when Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, he rent that veil in twain, Lord, so that we no longer have to go to the priest to offer unto him our sacrifices, but we can go boldly before your throne of grace and offer our sacrifice of praises directly to you. No longer did we have to slay the lamb anymore. No longer did we have to sprinkle blood over the doorpost, because Jesus took the place of the lamb. And I thank you that he is the great I am, everything that we need and more. He is a may waker. He is a strong tower. He is the will in the middle of the will. He is a present help in the time of trouble. He is the light in darkness. He is my God. And I'm grateful, God, this morning that he came that I might have life. I'm grateful, oh God, today that he came that I might live and not die. I'm grateful, oh God, that he came, oh God, that the bridge between us and thee, oh God, would be sealed, that we can now come before your presence with singing. We can come before your presence with praise. Oh God, and you inhabit our praises. And also, God, the great thing about it is you have chosen to dwell inside of us. In no way possible that happened before Jesus Christ came, because you only filled a few. You filled your prophets to declare your word. King David, Lord, as he served dual roles. And so we thank you, God, that you've chosen to dwell in us. And we thank you, God, that the blood was shed, that you won't have to come and rest in an unclean temple. God, I'm so grateful, Lord, that you have chosen to dwell in us. And we have a desire to seek you the more. So if there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, clean us up, Lord, because we need your power inside of us. And we need you to work inside of us. If I'm holding on to anything that's causing me not to be filled with your anointing, to be filled with your spirit, Lord, cast it out of me right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, take out the distraction. God, take out, oh, God, confusion. Oh, God, take out lustfulness. Take out the desire for fornication. Take out the desire for adultery. Take out the unforgiving spirit. Take out the bad attitude, Lord. Take out any and everything that will cause us not to be the vessels that you desire to be in, that will cause us not to be filled with your spirit and filled with your power and filled with your anointing. So we surrender this morning. As we sing, Create in Me a Clean Heart, it's our song of surrendering. Lord, I give my children away. Lord, I give my wife away. Lord, I give my ministry away. Lord, I give my job away. Lord, I give my cars away. Lord, I give my accounts away. Lord, I give away anything that will cause me to be separated from your love. I'm grateful, Lord, that you have declared that nothing shall be able to separate us from your love, because we mean the world to you, and, Lord, you mean the world to us and more. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being such a mighty God. And we pray, oh God, that your will might be done in this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor, because you are worthy to be praised. Now, Lord, as we continue in our 31 days of prayer, day 24, it seems like it was just yesterday that we started at day one. But, Lord, our prayer today is that the love of God will abound in us as well in others. To love, for love to abound for God, meaning that we have a love that cannot be satisfied by anything else, and the love for others as well. Our prayer for today is for love to abound for God and for others. Now, Lord, the only way that that is possible is that you would just heal our bodies. Heal our minds, heal our thoughts, heal everything that's in us that may be broken, that may be scarred, that may be hindered, Lord, because life has a way of causing us to be vengeful. Life has a way of causing us to be unwilling to forgive. Life has a way of causing us to become so scarred and jacked up that we lash out instead of love. But, Lord, as you touch us today and as you heal us today, we ask that you would heal every wound right now in the name of Jesus. Every wound that someone has placed upon us, every wound that life has placed on us, every wound that circumstance has placed on us that caused us to be mad at you and that caused us to be mad at others, Lord, we pray that you would take that spirit of scarring away in the name of Jesus. I understand some people say that the scars show that you have been through some stuff, but some people can't make it past the scars. So I ask God that you would heal and smooth us out and deliver us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may love unconditionally, that we may love you unconditionally, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not that you have to give us the fishes and the loaves to love us, but Lord, that we'll love you when you take us down into the valley, that we'll love you, Lord, when you take us down into our desert situation, Lord, that we'll love you even when we get our way back up to the mountaintop, Lord, and that we'll love our enemy, Lord, as we love ourselves, those that persecute us and those that falsely accuse us and those that slander us, Lord. You told us to love on them in the mighty name of Jesus, and our love will end up heaping coals of fire on their head. Take away the desire for revenge, oh God. Take away the desire to see them to be hindered or persecuted, Lord, and let us to cast all of those cares upon you, because you are a God that can heal and you are a God that cares. Help us to love on you, Lord, today. What an awesome choice for our prayer focus today, to love on you. And the easiest way that we can love on you today is to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And then another thing that we can do greatly today is to love on those that come into our church today. Again, many have experienced church hurt throughout their lives, and they're fretful to come to church because they don't know how they're going to be received, and they think people are going to talk about what they have on, and that they think people are going to hold grudges against them. But Lord, help us to spread love today, to express love today, to show love today, and it won't just be a superficial thing or fake thing, Lord, but it'll be something that we will carry and hold on to every single day, because it's love that overcomes a multitude of sin. Love, it's not puffed up and easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Love endureth all things, hopeth all things, beareth all things. God, that's your love. And that's the love that we want to abound in us today. The great love of God that was willing to give everything so that we might have eternal life. Our prayers this morning is create in us a clean heart and purify us. Please, oh God, purify us. Create in us a clean heart so that we may worship you, that we may love on you, and that we may spread the love of God to others as well. Bless our days as we magnify and glorify your name this day. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen and amen.